All right, we're going to try this one more time. Let's see if we can get Cynthia Freeland on the show. Cynthia, can you hear me?
Third time's a charm, lady.
Woo! There we go. There we go. How are you doing, my friend? How are you?
Listening to my walk-up song over and over again is actually pretty fun. So it was not that morning out here, you know?
This is your walk-up song each and every time you're on. And we're excited to announce this coming football season. As you know, Cynthia is on with me and so kind to do so every Saturday. So this year it's going to be Cynthia and Bill Barnwell who are going to be on with me every Saturday, getting you ready for Sunday football. And then, of course, we take their best information and we replay clips of it for you on our Sunday show. Chris Canty and I are back for New York Game Day as well. So really, really, and don't forget the gambling show that I'm going to be hosting, a Weekend Wager by BetMGM every Friday night from 10 to midnight. So Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, all football content, gambling, fantasy, matchups. So really, really excited about it and excited for you to be back on board with me again on Saturdays, Cynthia. And please know how much I appreciate your time, my friend.
Oh, you know what? Anything for you, Anita. We have all the fun, so we got to keep having it. And I'm going to be on you about this Cam Newton thing because that bottle of wine's going to taste so sweet week one when Cam Newton's the starter. Woohoo!
Okay, timeout. Timeout between you and Tannenbaum. Okay, look, the wager, it's not fair if Cam, and I hate to use the word fair because Mama Mimi always told me, like, when I was like, Mom, that's not, life isn't fair, sweetheart. Just go out and kick ass. Anyway, Stidham got injured. Stidham got injured. Now it's fine. Listen, I'm fine. I will give you my wine. I will give Tannenbaum the box of Pro-V golf balls that he wants. I will pay up my bets. I will do it. But let's make one thing clear. If I still truly believe that if Stidham would not have hurt himself, apparently it's like a hip, leg, whatever. I still believe that Stidham would have been the starting quarterback week one. This is all about injury, nothing else.
I mean, you know, Patriots and mysterious injuries. Interesting. Gotcha. There's a new storyline. But I like the wine bet better than the golf ball bet because the wine is inherently like, then I have to see you. So we get to hang out. So I win double on that one.
I don't know because, you know, if there's golf balls involved, that would mean that we'd have to tee it up. Golf balls may mean the same thing to me as wine in true disclosure. I've got a tea time in about an hour and 15 minutes as well. So I'm pretty stoked about it anyway. But here's the thing, Cynthia. Cam Newton came out this week and said, quote unquote, I don't feel like a starter. There's so much I don't know. Even though I am playing with the ones, I'm practicing with the ones, I still don't feel like a starter. What can you realistically expect from Cam Newton the first 3 or 5 weeks of this season, Cynthia?
The first 3 or 5 weeks of the season are going to be messy for every single player, for every single team. There's going to be tons of false start penalties and crazy things happening. And Cam's going to actually have an advantage because of his ability to use a run game and the zone read. Of course, he doesn't know everything. I think humble Cam might be my favorite Cam, but ultimately he's going to be an advantage because he's so mobile. So I think we're going to see he's going to be one of the better ones, right? I think we're going to see he'll be fine, but I like that he's being humble and he's really adapting to the Patriot way.
At what point in time Jared Stidham gets healthy, Cam Newton struggles, does Bill Belichick and Josh go, let's try Stidham this game? At any point in time in the season, do you envision that happening?
2021. I don't think it happens. I don't think that happens. I think it's Cam's too. I think Cam would have to get injured or really like not be, you know, if you're getting truly healthy Cam, I don't think there's a way that, I mean, maybe if they're up by like 40 points and something crazy, but I don't think it will be because of Cam struggling.
Let's stick with the quarterback situation. What I'm hearing is Nick Foles is out producing Trubisky at practice with the Bears. How confident are you that Nick Foles is going to be the starting quarterback week one?
Well, the fact that Matt Nagy was like, I'm not going to name a starter until week one, that tells you it's Nick Foles, right? Like, read the tea leaves. It's Nick Foles, you know? Like, unfortunately, he's trying to give Mitch Trubisky every opportunity to show that he's a starter. He's the guy that, you know, that was intended when the Bears drafted him. Not Matt Nagy, but when the Bears drafted him. So I think that it is Foles, and I think that, you know, I think what Matt Nagy is doing right now is trying to, like, see if he can, like, maybe get a little last fire in the belly of Mitch Trubisky to see if he can beat him out. But I think we're seeing Foles week one.
Cynthia Freeland, join us here on 98.7 ESPN. You can see her all over the NFL Network. Let's focus, because we only have about 6 minutes left in the show. So let's focus our attention on what's going on here in New York. And let's start with the Jets. Everything that I'm hearing and I'm reading about Le'Veon Bell and him and Adam Gase, I mean, Frank Gore, 16 seasons in the league, outperforming Le'Veon Bell. And all we heard coming into camp was in what great shape he was in. What gives here, Cynthia?
Don't draft Lev Bell in any of your fantasy teams. It's messy. I just don't think he's in the shape he needs to be in. I don't think he knows the playbook the way that he's going to be required to know the playbook. They keep bringing in extra, you know, running backs. Of course, Kalen Ballage came in from Miami last week, and obviously everyone's like, well, how many running backs are they just doing this for the future? And the answer is they're also doing it for this season, right? They're doing it for the future because presumably you won't have Frank Gore and presumably you won't have Lev Bell next year, so you do need to start stocking the cabinet for next season. But I think that they're not going to not play him this season just because of that, right? It's a real bad sign when you're accumulating more running backs. Adam Gase likes running backs by committee historically. That's how he likes to operate his offense. They don't have a lot of pass catchers. If Lev Bell isn't getting the job done, they'll move on.
What about Sam Darnold in regard to what he's working with? I mean, you know, based on the injuries that they have, like, you know, they bring in Chris Hogan. Based on the injuries that they've had are in fantasy now, I know we both liked Jamison Crowder and Chris Herndon coming in. Do they have more value even now based on the injuries that this offense has experienced so far in camp?
100%.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of expectations. You know, Denzel Mims hurt. They're all going through lots of different injuries that seem to be like annoying injuries, but they seem pretty real also, right? So the Crowder and the Herndon for fantasy, yes, but Sam Darnold's basically playing with like one eye patch on, right? Like, might as well just like, how about we like let him only throw his arm halfway back and he can only, you know, like, let's handicap him even more. Why not? It'll be fun, right? So it does seem like they're playing with, you know, they are missing a lot of pieces that they were counting on. Their wide receiving core is scary, frankly, and you know they were happy with some of the stuff that was developing, but I haven't heard a lot of positive things lately. And I'm going to be doing a Jets show this year, so I have a lot of extra Jets info.
That's fantastic! And what a cue that is that you know, and we get you every Saturday afternoon. Wow, that's great news. In regard to the Giants, I participated in our fantasy football marathon where we had a Tim Team mock draft. And also, if you read Matthew Berry, his love or hate article heading into the season, he loves Daniel Jones. Me, I wouldn't use the word love. I think the future is extremely bright for him. I like the direction this team is heading in regard to their offensive line and what they're doing, but I think it's going to be a work in progress, especially this is going to be his first year in Jason Garrett's system. He's really not working with a lot of talent outside of Saquon Barkley. I'm concerned about Sterling Shepard staying healthy 16 games with the amount of migraines that he's had to suffer through in his very young career. And he just hasn't looked great at practice, and he really didn't look great in the scrimmage this past Friday night. Your thoughts on Daniel Jones? Do you draft him as a number two quarterback in fantasy?
So first off, when you got to look when all these things were written, because the Daniel Jones like love fest, I think Matthew Berry wrote that article, and then a lot of other fantasy pundits like got on the Daniel Jones hype train, and then really got like the, you know, put his ADP like way high, way too high. So I think, like, everyone's right. Like, so, for example, I think Matthew Berry was right to love him when he was being drafted super, 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 super low. But then I think it's inflated so far that you're right that now we need to come back down to earth a little bit. So I don't know if I would be targeting him as a number two. I think he falls outside of, you know, if you have 24 people in your league or 12 people in your league, 24 quarterbacks taken, he falls outside of my top 24, but not that far outside, right? Like, but I just think you can get some value. Like, people aren't drafting Matthew Stafford very high. People aren't drafting.
Love Matthew Stafford. I think I've got money on Matthew Stafford having the most passing yards this season of any quarterback in the NFL. That's how much I love Matthew Stafford.
I mean, you're not wrong. Look at some of the injuries they've had, right? Like, you know, they drafted a running back out of Georgia the second round, DeAndre Swift, and he's now injured. And so maybe you get some Kerryon Johnson use beginning, but that just means more passing reps for all the other wide receivers. So, but I think you can get better value than Daniel Jones. Is back to my Daniel Jones answer.
All right, Ms. Freeland, we have about a minute and 25 seconds left in the show. Give us
your article. You did such a good job with those win totals. I love it. You did. You
That's so nice. Thank you.
And those Bills, people need to go read that article. It's a great article. There's a lot of contributors. Just go to the ones that say marked and read the ones that say marked.
Aw, Cynthia. Oh, that's so nice. She's talking about NFL article that came out in our Daily Wager, our chalk gambling section on ESPN.com. So by all means. But before we let you go, give me your favorite, either your favorite sleeper fantasy football player that you absolutely positively have to have on your roster at the end of the day, or give me your favorite futures bet. You've got 40 seconds.
Ooh, okay. So my sleeper that I'm targeting on every single one of my fantasy rosters, because I think no one's doing it. You're going to love this in New York. I think you can get super, super, super late round Golden Tate. Full season of work. I just said I didn't love Daniel Jones, but he's got to pass the ball to someone. You know who it's going to be? Slot man. That's what we've seen from, you know, Jason Garrett in other places. This is going to be a good pick for.
I like it. Cynthia, thank you. So excited to be back on board with us on Saturdays. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Love you, girl.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.